Today marks the first big test of Governor Larry Hogan's education platform. A House of Delegates committee will take up his plan to reform Maryland's strict charter school law. We'll take a look at the politics in Annapolis, but first, WYPR's Mary Wiltenberg starts us off in Baltimore, where many people are ready for change.
Take a walk some afternoon around Patterson Park Public Charter School in East Baltimore with Principal Chad Kramer, and you'll see a lot of what's working about Maryland's charter schools.
Ladies, I know you didn't put these pieces of paper on the ground here, but can everybody help me pick up one?
So middle schoolers are giving PowerPoint presentations on bloody Elizabethan sports.
They're dangerous, right? Why do you think they had it such dangerous sports?
And kindergartners in Spanish class are up and about imitating animals. That's the school's mission, to educate the whole child in mind and body. Kramer, a veteran public school teacher, says what drew him to lead a charter was the opportunity to engage students creatively in hands-on learning. And he wasn't seeing that, even in highly rated traditional public schools.
You know, I'd go in those places and they wouldn't be a place that I'd want to be. When I walk around now, I feel very comfortable being here. I see kids engaged and generally pretty happy. And these are also some measures that you can't find on a test.
Yet when it comes to tests, Patterson Park and other city charters are also having measurable success. From 2011 to 2013, Kramer's 7th and 8th graders outperformed comparable students in traditional schools on the Maryland School Assessment Test by 40% in math and 20% in reading. Nationwide, it's harder to compare, but in general, charter students do about the same on tests as those in traditional public schools, and poor kids and African-American kids do better. Two decades ago, the U.S. charter movement was born largely out of urban parents' frustration with the lack of strong school options. President Bill Clinton backed it early, but support has crossed party lines. And today, 6,700 charter schools across the country serve 3 million kids. Here in Maryland, 47 schools have started in the past 10 years, most of them in Baltimore City. Jocelyn Keel, executive director of the Coalition of Baltimore Public Charter Schools, says they're a known quantity now.
It's really time to look at what are best practices and what do we know isn't working so well, and let's fix that.
In Annapolis this week, the focus of that fix is Maryland's strict charter law, which the National Association of Public Charter Schools has ranked the worst in the nation. Its proponents say the law's heavy-handedness has saved the state from the kinds of charter scandals that have made headlines in other places. But Nina Reese, the Alliance's executive director, disagrees.
There are limits to what laws can do, but I think the only reason why some of these things haven't happened is because you just don't have a lot of charter schools in place.
Dennis McGrath, a researcher at the University of Baltimore's Schaefer Center for Public Policy, has spent the past year steeped in Maryland charters, writing a report commissioned by the legislature. He says he likes the kind of small-scale educational innovation such schools can inspire.
When you have to move an entire system, the energy that one needs to move that entire system is just too big for any individual to think about, or even a group. Whereas if you can start your own school, and then people get to pay attention, oh, you're doing something here that's decent, then you might be able to move the system.
McGrath's team talked with 90 people, from principals and teachers to state and local officials to national charter operators, and recommended major changes to the state's law. Give schools more flexibility to accept kids from their neighborhoods, allow schools to negotiate directly with teachers' unions, provide more transparency about funding. Governor Hogan's proposed reforms reflect many of their recommendations. I'm Mary Wiltenberg, reporting in East Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.